This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, July 5th. Will corn tariffs impact the grain market on Tuesday? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
On follow-through China trade tariffs coming up here on Friday, the soybean market probably has more downside to see, but the corn market maybe have already priced in a record-type yield. If you do have a high yield for soybeans this year, you'll clearly have record-high U.S. ending stocks and record-high world ending stocks for soybeans. In the case of corn, if you're at the previous record high, you will see lower U.S. soybean ending stocks and you will see lower world stocks by a significant margin.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Tuesday up 11 and a quarter at 491. July corn was up 5 and a quarter at 343 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 12.5, ranging from 587 to 617. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 7 and a quarter, ranging from 654 and a quarter to 669 and a quarter. Live cattle for August were up 45 cents at 106.77 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 87.5 cents to 152.65. And July, Class 3 milk was down 19 cents at 14.50.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.